For the past 100 years, the Trenton Rescue Mission has sheltered those least equipped to handle the hardships of life. And today, the Rescue Mission provides residential addiction treatment to homeless people and legal help to indigent clients. WHYY's John Weber reports that the group is now working to turn ex-cons into entrepreneurs.
These are just people who, given the opportunity, might change their life.
That's Mary Gay Abbott-Young, who's been chief executive officer of the Trenton Rescue Mission since 1986.
We've always been sensitive to the fact that our residents are, in a sense, good workers.
And they may be more than just good workers. They may, in fact, be good business owners, too. With that in mind, the Rescue Mission has teamed up with the University of Pennsylvania with a 10-week training program to help ex-offenders start and run their own business.
We have asked, in partnership with University of Pennsylvania, to establish a program that our guys could say, when I leave here, if I had an opportunity to go into business, what that business would look like.
Abbott-Young admits, however, that's a pretty big question.
So then the second question is, how do they prepare for that type of role? And that's where Penn comes in.
And the school does that by offering Saturday mentoring classes taught by Penn students to 9 current residents of the Rescue Mission who hope to start and run their own business upon leaving the facility. People like Anthony Prestipino.
I got caught with a 0.5 gram of powder in my pocket. I was given probation. Unfortunately, I went back home to Burlington County and got another possession charge. So I was on probation already for one. They gave me drug court. The drug court thing didn't work out too good for me, so I decided to take my 3-flat.
A 3-flat is a sentence with a mandatory minimum.
And brought me here.
Prestipino has been taking the classes and hopes to open a chocolate shop upon his release from the Rescue Mission. And he's already got a name for it, the Cocoa Nut.
The Cocoa Nut is quality Belgian chocolate. You know, it's the Cocoa Nut because I make extravagant flavors. I might use curry powder, I might use cayenne pepper. But then you still have your plain stuff for everyday people.
Barrett Young is the chief operating officer for the Rescue Mission, as well as a grad student at Penn. He brought the program to Trenton and explains what residents like Prestipino are learning from their mentors.
How to write a business plan, how to go after funding, how to write a white paper. And it's just become this thought that was out there that has now become this unbelievable reality.
In addition to Prestipino's chocolate business, the 8 others have widely varied plans.
Another gentleman is looking at an app that you can organize your business cards on. Another guy is looking at doing some welding. Another gentleman is looking into opening up a recovery house. And another one is looking at going into private security.
Young says a characteristic that lead the men to prison can also help them succeed in the business world.
Most guys who are in prison have taken a risk at some point in their life. Unfortunately, they usually have taken a risk in the wrong way and gotten caught. And that's why they find themselves in the situation that they're in. But what I've learned is to be a good entrepreneur and be a good business person is you have to be a risk taker. So these guys have that skill built in.
On April 18th, the 9 hopefuls will go before a panel of judges at UPenn to pitch their ideas to the experts. They hope to get feedback and perhaps even grant money to bankroll their dream business. And while they may still be learning the business world, Anthony Prestipino and his peers don't lack in confidence.
I know my idea is going to make money. I'm good at it. I'm good behind the counter. I can sell it. I can make it. And I can back up my quality.
John Weber, WHYY News.